Although pot is legal here in Washington, it is, as you know, still illegal under federal law. This week, the New York Times called on the federal government to end its marijuana prohibition and let states freely decide the issue. New York Times deputy editorial page editor Terry Tang is formerly with the Seattle Times and the Seattle Weekly. She told me how the editorial page at the nation's newspaper of record came around on the issue of legal pot.
I think that we've probably individually all come to this point of view over a period of time, just like most Americans have. And then having states like Colorado and Washington step forward and decide to legalize recreational marijuana was a very big step. And then also public opinion has changed. So I think I'm part of that group that over time saw the destruction and the damage done by the federal ban on marijuana and want to see that change.
You mentioned Washington and Colorado. How much of a role did Washington State's legalization play, young as it is?
I think it's very important. What's interesting is that Colorado and Washington use very different approaches in regulation. So it shows that states can choose for themselves. People can decide how they want to regulate and come up with different solutions that will work for different populations.
Your critics say you're just running to the head of the parade. I quote Gawker, which writes, "It's nothing more than a conference room full of rumpled moderates chewing over whether it's safe to embrace things that bolder minds long ago began taking for granted." How fair is that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know, Congress doesn't support this yet. And I think it's going to take a while for people to, as a country, move in the same direction. But I think, you know, a lot of times we do make a difference, and seeing states choose to come up with ways to legalize, to minimize the harm to their communities of marijuana being an illegal substance, I think that's been really important. And seeing an example of how that works was very important.
I'm talking with Terry Tang with the New York Times editorial page, and the Times has called for the end this week, called for the end of the federal marijuana prohibition. This is not just an editorial, by the way. It seems like a legalization campaign with banner cover art, a six-part reporting series. Why make such a big deal out of an editorial?
Well, I think, you know, it's a big, important issue to the country. And we wanted to be able to present many different questions that people have. So we wanted to create a package where people can really engage. And it's a national issue, and it will have to be resolved at some level at the federal level.
How much opposition was there on the editorial board to taking this position?
There really wasn't any. I mean, we're not trying to push people to smoke, but we were very concerned about the costs that criminalization of marijuana had visited on the country for a very long time, and particularly on minority communities. So that was a given, that the cost to society was too great to bear. And so legalization would remove some of that cost and also allow for better, smarter regulation. I think that overall, we believe that legalization will allow for better public policy as to marijuana. And we, of course, discussed this with our publisher, Arthur Sulzberger, and he was also supportive of this position.
The New York Times editorial board and the publisher of The Gray Lady are unanimous, you're telling me, on this subject. It goes to show you how non-cutting edge this position really is, right?
Well, it's a sensible position, grounded in facts. I mean, there's plenty of people who would disagree. So, you know, for us, having weighed the costs and the benefits of criminalization versus legalization, we've come out in one direction.
Terry Tang, deputy editorial page editor of the New York Times, formerly with the Seattle Times and the Seattle Weekly. Terry, thank you for this.
Thanks for having me.